Dick Toledo here, and I want to say thanks for downloading, streaming, and sharing everything from our Morning Sickness podcasting page. Today's podcasting content is being brought to you by Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Visit them in Scottsdale off the 101 in Indian School or online at chapmandodge.com. You know, some people say the only thing better than something big is saving big on that something big. It's Dick Toledo, and what's the one thing nearly everyone wants or needs to go anywhere or to help you to get stuff done? A truck. Check that. A big truck. And right now at Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, you can save big during Ram Power Days on every new Ram truck. So see the big savings for yourself and visit them at the Scottsdale Auto Show off the 101 in Indian School Road or simply do it all online at chapmandodge.com. Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Get more.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
You've been deceived by an agent of Satan himself? He's evil!
Sitting right here, come on.
No, no, he's not evil, he's just a bit rude.
98 KUPD.
Listen to all those Cardinal fans saying hi to Toledo. Oh, you bastards. Good morning, everybody. Hello there, welcome to Monday. It's flat cold outside, it feels great. My name's John Holmberg, there's Brady Bogan. Brett Vesely's in the chair. And where is he? There's Toledo out there, and the team he supports, those Seattle Seahawks, hopping on a plane.
What a game.
It was a really great game. It really was. For two teams I just do not care about at all. That was a lot of fun to watch. So, yeah. And now, you know.
Here he comes defending his honor.
I know. There he is. Hey, he's fine. He's all right. He's already beaten his wife and family into submission after last night's game, like most people do.
Plenty of football left to play.
That's right. It's not over yet. You can't all – not every team can be 6-0. There's only one, in fact. That's the fun thing about being a Steeler fan. Crazy.
That's
fun.
Actually what I was more worried about than the damn Cardinal fans chirping their ass off.
What? That my team's 6-0? Why does that bother you? Get over it. Jeez, you know, beat the Cardinals and you'd be 6-0 too. Wouldn't have to think about me. Yeah, it was a good weekend. Fun weekend, though, for sports in general. And Cardinal fans have got to be through the moon. The game ends, you know, beautifully last night. Although it was just one of those things at the end. You're like, I don't know who's going to muff this thing worse last. It just seemed like
Are the Cardinals going to be Cardinals?
Yeah, or the Seahawks started to become the Cardinals and do the things that you're like, this is what you're ready for with the Cardinals. They kept making mistakes and then Russell had an off night and just threw that bad pass at the end. The rookie pulls it together and gets it out. And then Zane Gonzalez drops the bomb. So, well done, Cardinals. Cardinal fans are smiling. Looking at Seahawks fans, first time since 2012 they've beaten them here in Phoenix, which is – I never would have guessed that stat. Because I always thought that the Seahawks laid an egg against the Cardinals, but it's always in their own stadium. They lose to the Cardinals up there in Seattle, and I forgot that they had not done it here. Yeah, they always switch back and forth. So Cardinal fans through the moon. Bears are tonight, so yes. Brett gets his chance. Did the Bengals play yesterday?
They did. They had a Donnybrook with the Browns.
Oh, so they didn't play. Nobody played. Nobody cared.
Baker Mayfield went
right.
off.
Yeah, that's right. They were. That's right.
Feeling dangerous again, John.
Yeah, he woke up dangerous again?
Yeah, he did.
I saw that he woke up 0 for 5 with an interception.
He woke up a little slow.
And then OBJ faked a knee injury so he could not be a Brown anymore.
Yeah.
Great stuff. Did you watch that game?
No.
Yeah, I wouldn't either. Even as a fan of either team, I think I'd just skip it. What do you do when your team is on and you have no interest in
this year?
Yeah.
Subject to whatever
your
national TV covers.
Yeah. So you got the
Which
good
was
game.
One game yesterday.
The Steelers-Titans.
Yep.
That was the only one?
That was the only one. That surprised me.
The only early game.
Oh, or in the, yeah.
Yeah, and then there was an afternoon.
How about, yeah, because we got the cruddy Niners Patriots game on the regular.
Brutal. Cammy Cam.
I didn't watch any of
that. Oh, good. Cammy, he shriveled up. And
so here's a question I was asking my Patriot friends who are, you know, normally football season douchebags. I just kept texting yesterday. I'm like, you think Belichick's on the hot seat? Oh my God, does that fire up a Patriot fan? What are you talking about? I'm like, I think Belichick's going to get fired. I mean, it's clear this was Tom Brady's win. This was his team. And now, look, he can't even score a touchdown.
Not
two
even
weeks
the
in a
greatest
row.
Fixer can help this Cammy Cam.
Exactly. You can't.
That's what they're saying last night.
You can't even, you know, manipulate the rules and cheat the system up and down with Cammy at your head. Now, what do they do? Manipulate some sort of trade where nobody's going to want Cam Newton. This is great, but I just kept bothering because they always used to go. You know, just get these garbage.
You put anyone
texts.
In the system.
These stupid. Yeah, it's you know he's the mad scientist. He's the genius. Josh McDaniels is brilliant.
Because it looked like for a while he'd get some of those players that like aren't really marquee players.
Well,
the system was working.
Starting to look like. And then, you know, they're all like, oh, I had six guys opt out for COVID and two of them are our best defender. Your defense has played fine until yesterday. Oh, it was great. There is such joy in watching that team struggle, even without Tom Brady. Now, the problem is you look down south there and see Tom Brady is doing it again. And now they've got Antonio Brown, which I'm not sure that's going to be a great thing, but it can't hurt him. If he behaves, that's the scariest offense ever. They're just flat.
You
horrifying.
Got the Patriots reeling and America's team, Dallas Cowboys, reeling.
It's like COVID brought us this gift to where the Cowboys and the Patriots can't – they are in quicksand and we're watching it. And I have this odd feeling that COVID's going to stop this beautiful, beautiful train and make it so it won't matter in the end. It's driving me nuts because I keep going, oh, this is too good. The Patriots might end up like – I still think they won't, but they might end up like 6-10 the way they're playing. The Cowboys might win one damn game all year, which is fantastic.
It'll be interesting.
Quit.
Oh, they're going to get Mike McCarthy fired in a heartbeat. Then Jerry Jones will hire Bill Belichick,
right,
which would be even.
Probably should get Mike McCarthy fired because
that
the
would
true
hurt.
Death Star.
It would be. It would be the true Death Star. That would be the worst thing you could ever imagine. You would see storm clouds start to just brew over Dallas every day if Belichick and Jones united. But, yeah, watching that happen, and I just keep waiting for the other shoe to drop where the league's like, we got to cancel the entire season.
The guy, the linebacker, Bostic, I think his name, who put the hit on Dalton.
Yeah.
He might be looking at the death penalty.
Yeah.
You don't do that to America's team.
You can do it to Andy Dalton, though. They were worried that Andy Dalton was actually bleeding. I'm like, no, it's just his hair. His hair always looks like it's bleeding.
He
constantly looks like it's bleeding. But it was good football day yesterday, especially if you are a Cowboy fan. Or you are a Patriot fan. Let me speak for the rest of the world when I tell you it's fun to watch you guys each. And we've been doing it for the Cowboys for a long time. But Patriots, and I know you don't have your Tom Brady, your delicious male model quarterback. And he's a handsome man. I'll give you that. But down in Tampa, that's going to be, he's just rubbing it into Bill's face. Big time. And I don't know if Bill's
waiting on
their
halfback next week.
I know. Yeah, when they get AB back and then all that stuff. Bill's got to be done. After my team opted out for COVID and Tom Brady got an all-star team. So this year's a wash. It's not fair. So we'd beat him if we were trying. We're going to get Trevor Lawrence in a trade. And he probably will. He'll probably end up trading every draft
pick. He's
going
heavy on that commercial money to make up for this year.
Was it Subway?
Yeah, it's Subway.
Yeah, he rips the sleeves off that guy because, you know, we all think of Bill Belichick as kind of funny. So it's time to put him in some comedy. Yeah, it's great. Yesterday was a lot of fun. And baseball's going strong. Baseball's crushing.
It's a good weekend.
It's been that World Series game Saturday night, if you happen to watch it. If this was a normal sports year, and I kept looking for Tripp, you could hear him every once in a while. In the crowd. But that Saturday night game, if this was a regular baseball year, and everything was kind of falling in line in a normal fashion, would be a World Series epic classic. Everybody would remember Rosarena falling down, rounding third, and getting up, and the ball gets booed, and the Dodgers. That would have been one of the greatest baseball games I've ever
watched.
Let
alone you would have probably heard the noise somewhere at some sports bar.
Oh, it would have erupted. Yeah, no, there would have been. And, the Dodgers race is not – it's a draw on one end.
Yeah.
But it was just such an epic, great, classic baseball moment that nobody's going to care about ever because this season's weird.
It's like watching David and Goliath almost.
It is.
Because not a lot of people can tell you many players on the Rays.
I follow baseball.
The Dodgers, it slammed.
I follow baseball, and I'm like, who's this guy? Who's that guy? And it's like, the rookie is one of the best players in the league, and I'm like, I forgot how to say his name.
Yeah.
Or Rosarena. Oh, yeah, okay. So you remember, I talked about it. I was at a bar with the late Flip Orley. He used to be a hypnotist and a comedian, and now he's just a barfly that I hang out with. Yeah, he's done with all that. But he's a barfly now I hang out with, and we were hanging out at the Casual Pint on Saturday for a little bit. He's COVID-free because he had it so bad, so he's immune, like the president.
Is that a true story?
Yeah. So I felt safe around him. Like I almost felt like he put this dome of you can't penetrate us. Well, you could have if you asked, but you can't penetrate us with the COVID. At the table, so I'm like, this is great. So Flip and I are talking, and the waiter came over and said something, and he said something about his football team being the 49ers. And I said, oh, I'll talk slower then, just as, you know, casual. Like, oh, he goes, well, who's your team? And I told him, the undefeated Steelers. And he goes, oh, right, whatever. And then he started to talk about how he hates the Dodgers because he's a Giants fan. And we were talking about, and that was Saturday afternoon, so the great game hadn't happened yet. We were talking about just baseball in general. And I said something about the Rays, and I'm like, well, the dude from second base, and then the outfielder that's – and I'm like, I realized at that moment I'm talking baseball, and neither of us knew one name on the Tampa Rays team, but we know they're good.
Is Hunter Renfro on there? Because he's also on the Raiders.
No, different guy.
Different.
I was going to say Hunter Renfro is the Clemson guy. Okay, I see. Yeah, I didn't know if there is a – he may actually be a Tampa Ray.
And they've met each other.
Oh, they know each other.
Yeah.
Well, now we're playing 6 degrees of who knows a Tampa Bay Ray. I don't know any of that. But yeah, I don't know any of
them. Snell and Morton are the only ones I know.
Lau.
Snell, Morton, and Glasnow.
Glasnow, okay, Snell. Yeah. And then Brandon.
Rose Arena.
Brandon.
Well, yeah, now we know.
Brandon Lau. Oh, Rose, oh, yeah, Rose Arena's a great rookie. I've seen him play 3 games now. He's spectacular. Let me tell you from my perspective.
Their starting pitcher last night was pretty
Glasnow.
Impressive. Glasnow.
Yeah,
okay.
He's good. But they don't, you know, and then the dude that gets the hit on Saturday night was a Royals reject from their, like, 26-man-on-the-roster thing. They've just got a whole bunch of dudes that look like you wouldn't pick them if you could pick baseball players, like, for a softball league in your office. Yeah. You wouldn't pick any of the dudes on the Rays. They all just look like me. Like, you'd never think, man, there's nothing special about this guy physically or anything. They're all just kind of average Joes. And it's fun to watch, man. It is, but...
I'm still not counting the Rays out.
Me neither.
They're
scary.
It's a
good series.
Yeah.
No, they win. I don't know if they're playing tonight or they're waiting a day, but if they play tonight.
Just seeing a couple plays happen that you don't normally see, like trying to steal home in the World
Series. That was great. Yeah. It was great. Last time it happened was 1991. I think 91 or 94. I don't remember. But, yeah, it's just awesome. Just the sports this weekend was great. One thing I was confused about, though, and Brady, maybe you can help me with that. Ohio State's on, and I text you in the middle. I'm like, man, even for me, it's weird to see the horseshoe in Columbus empty while a game's going on. But then I see a little 5 next to Ohio State on the score. I'm like, 5? So like some sort of penalty? They're only allowed to go?
Now they've moved up.
How in the world is that team the 5th-best team in the nation? And if you start in November... You have a clear advantage for the playoffs.
That's what kind of team we have, John. You're just showing up. You're in the top 10.
I am impressed.
I know how much you love college recruiting and all that, but they've got like 13 of the top 20 recruits.
Of course they do, but if you don't play, you can't participate in the playoffs.
Sure.
No.
Yes.
Then just have playoffs.
That's what it's
then
only
just
four.
Pick your
it's
top 10 teams.
Exactly. Yeah. It's only
they
4
made
teams
it in
anyway.
By the deadline. Yeah.
It's only 4 teams this
I know,
year
they're
anyway,
be
John.
A, but let's just,
every year.
Let's just pick the 4 that we like the most. And
let
them
everybody
play.
Else play.
Let everybody else schedule their own lives.
Yeah.
Let's let these 4. Just to start the season, we'll have a championship. So at least everybody's healthy.
There you go.
And then we'll just play all the games for fun. Because that's when I saw that, I'm like, wait a minute. They're allowed to be ranked. They've sat on the sidelines for now 6 weeks. And they're allowed to be the 5th-best team in the nation? Maybe they are, maybe they aren't. But you can't – you get stripped of your title in boxing no matter how great you are if you don't fight anybody.
But they got in time before the deadline, so they weren't out.
Deadline of what?
Of the
how
pre-ranking.
How can you still be 5th?
That sounds like an OH excuse.
So here's the
down,
thing that
– no,
here's what I was
you're
thinking.
Right.
It's terribly stupid because let's say, just for argument's sake, and I don't believe this to be true, let's say this Arizona State team has a bunch of recruits that shock the world. And they're not ranked. They have 4 weeks.
They have to work their way up.
4 weeks to figure out how to get to the top of this.
And hopefully they're playing a team that is ranked.
Right. Otherwise, it won't matter because you beat the competition you're given.
You're Boise State for years.
So, if the Pac-12 is no good and, for argument's sake, Arizona State just blows everybody up, maybe they get to 15, 14, maybe. They have to win every game 60-10. But, yeah, maybe. But it won't matter. Ohio State gets to start
year,
at 5th
you know,
after
you have,
no games.
Like North Carolina is really making a splash this year.
Won't matter.
Against
won't
what?
Matter.
Yeah, this is
they're
a
playing
catastrophe.
A couple
of, so this
Clemson,
year's just
Alabama,
stupid.
And Ohio State. One of those three will
just
be the
put
champion.
Them in a game
Georgia.
In the end.
Nope, Georgia's out.
You don't want them in there.
Nope. They don't have a quarterback to play with Alabama.
Yeah, right.
Alabama's going to win the SEC, so Georgia won't
probably
matter.
Right. And then Clemson wins their thing.
Yep. 70-7 Clemson won.
Well, it just doesn't make sense.
It's not even fair. I don't even know why all the other colleges dress.
Mender just texted me and said, did you see that Mike Tyson is still the number five heavyweight? No, he's not at all.
Not still.
No,
he re-entered.
No, he's not at all. I can name five heavyweights right now that are top seven heavyweights that I guarantee you. Mike Tyson is not the fifth-ranked heavyweight fighter. He lost to Kevin McBride in 2005. What thing are you looking at? No, the Ohio State being fifth was just like, well, if college football could find a way to make me hate it more, they've done it. I don't even know. They won the game, right?
Yeah.
The best thing about that game, too, was Nebraska has a kid on the team called DiCaprio Booty.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
somebody's a fan.
His dad's like, you know who I think is more pussy than anybody in the world? That Leonardo DiCaprio. In fact, I'm going to name my first son after him because my last name is Ass.
He's going to be a booty king.
My last name is Ass, and DiCaprio Booty is more of a statement than it is a name. Get me some of that DiCaprio Booty.
His brother Clooney Booty?
I didn't. Pitt Booty and Clooney Booty, along with DiCaprio Booty. I had a lot of kids just to mention off all my you know, you got some of that Shaft Booty. Richard Roundtree Booty. It's hilarious because the announcer said it like it was nothing. It was DiCaprio Booty on that play. And I'm like, what? Rewind that. That's not a thing. Is that a thing? Sure enough, DiCaprio Booty. That's the fun part of college football. You get
there's a couple of good names on there. I hope they put the list.
Oh, they'll get them back up there. Yeah, the Barstool Sports does that thing every year that they do the Sweet 16 of names and the 64. It's pretty awesome. But DiCaprio Booty might be my favorite. Just a quick reminder to everybody who'd forgotten: the Steelers are 6-0. So I just thought I'd throw that out there one last time. The only undefeated team left. Maybe
sneaky.
Maybe it doesn't matter. Maybe it does. Nah, are they sneaky? I think they're just pounding everybody and then just taking whole halves off. Nah, screw it. We'll see you guys on the plane. Titans, we got a big enough lead. They tried to do a little Seahawks-Cardinals magic yesterday too, but Noonan, that kicker at the end, Steven Gostkowski, which was another great moment because for the Patriots, he never missed. So I'm like, we're going to overtime. This guy beats the Steelers every time. Goddamn, he missed it. I'm like, I'm going to start drinking now. This is fantastic. It was just great. What a day. Cardinal fans, I'm with you. We're floating. Cardinals are 5-2. Game out of that NFC West.
Oh, it's done. They're champions, John. Well, that's all I kept hearing from everybody yesterday.
You are a little bitter. Now, you stay off that Twitter today.
Yeah.
Your boy's at it again.
Yeah, your boy's at it again. You're going to get all political. We're 8 days away. Now you got a little chip on your shoulder about last night. Somebody says the wrong thing about Hillary or your guy, their Joe, and next thing you know, I'm getting texts. I'm getting hit.
If Titan fans were hitting you up today saying that the Titans are champions,
I wouldn't
be
mad at Trump
it.
And Biden. That's all.
Happy birthday, Hillary.
It's Hillary's birthday. Oh, you can't get on Toledo today.
Speaking of which, did your neighbor walk by this morning?
Oh, yeah.
Did you catch him?
He's a ghost, man.
He's gone.
He's
That's
a ghost.
Amazing.
Complete ghost.
Changed his route because of your signs.
It's 4 days in a row now.
I might have to get some signs. Keep them neighbors. It's called neighbor away. I'll have interchangeable ones.
Just see if he notices. I'm going to get a printed up high neighbor sign and put that in place of the Kamala Harris.
I miss you.
Yeah, there you go.
I miss
Come
you
back.
So much. You have a Kamala Harris in your by yourself? You
no.
called it? Oh, you, oh.
No, I said Biden Harris.
No, you
sign.
Said Kamala Harris. I thought you were just saying.
Yeah, that's what I thought too.
One sign just loving the vice presidential candidate more than anyone.
Glam shot.
Yeah, okay. Ooh, he's gone too far.
No, I'm going to put Lionel Richie on in my front yard. Say hello.
Oh, I thought you said Kamala Harris looks like Lionel Richie.
Oh, no.
That was horrible. But you know what? I kind of see it now. Now that you mention it. Let's get a wake-up song. 585-9800. A good one. And we'll scream it together. It's 98 KUPD. Wake up!
Arizona's most powerful, powerful rock radio station. 98 KUPD.
You know, some people say the only thing better than something big is saving big on that something big. It's Dick Toledo, and what's the one thing nearly everyone wants or needs to go anywhere or to help you to get stuff done? A truck. Check that. A big truck. And right now at Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, you can save big during Ram Power Days on every new Ram truck. So see the big savings for yourself and visit them at the Scottsdale Auto Show off the 101 and Indian School Road, or simply do it all online at ChapmanDodge.com. Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Get more.